Jonah, chapter 1. Now the word of Yahweh came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, because their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of Yahweh, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, and so he paid the fare of it, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of Yahweh. But Yahweh sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And the mariners upon the ship were afraid, and cried every man to his Elohim, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. And so the shipmaster came to him and said to him, What do you mean, O sleeper? Rise up, call upon your Elohim, if so be that Yahweh will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every one to his fellow, Come, let us cast lots, so that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. And so they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And then they said to him, Tell us, we ask you, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is your occupation, and from where do you come? What is your country, and of what people are you? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear Yahweh, the Elohim of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid, and they said to him, Why have you done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of Yahweh, because he had told them. And then they said to him, What will we do to you, so that the sea can be calm for us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said to them, Take me up and throw me out into the sea, so that the sea be calm for you. For I know that for my sake is this great tempest upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. For the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them, and for this reason they cried to Yahweh and said, We beg you, O Yahweh, we beg you, let us not perish for this man's life. Do not lay upon us innocent blood, because you have, O Yahweh, have done it as pleased you. So they took up Jonah, threw him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared Yahweh exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice to Yahweh, and made vows. Now Yahweh had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. End of chapter. Jonah, chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to Yahweh, his Elohim, out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of my affliction to Yahweh, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell did I cry, and you heard my voice. For you had cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me all around. All your billows and your waves passed over me. And then I said, I am thrown out of your sight, yet I will look again towards your holy temple. The waters surrounded me, even to the soul. The depth closed upon me round about. The weeds were wrapped around my head, and I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was around me forever. Yet have you brought up my life from corruption, O Yahweh, my Elohim. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered Yahweh, and my prayer came into you, into your holy temple. They who observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. End of chapter. Jonah, chapter 3. And the word of Yahweh came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the preaching that I have told you to do. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of Yahweh. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried, and he said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed Yahweh, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came to the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And it caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flocks, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to Yahweh. Yes, let them turn every one from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if Yahweh will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we do not perish? And Yahweh saw their works, and that they turned away from their evil way. And Yahweh repented of the evil that he had said that he would do to them, and he did not do it. End of chapter. Yonah, chapter 4. But it displeased Yonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed to Yahweh and said, I beg of you, O Yahweh, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? For this reason I fled before to Tarshish, for I knew that you are gracious Elohim, and merciful, and slow to anger, and of great kindness, and you repented of the evil. For this reason, now, O Yahweh, take, I beseech you, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And then Yahweh said, Do you well to be angry? So Yonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. And there he made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow until he might see what would become of the city. And Yahweh Elohim prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Yonah so that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. And so Yonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd. But Yahweh prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd so that it withered. And it came to pass when the sun did arise that Yahweh prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Yonah so that he fainted and wished in himself to die and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And Yahweh said to Yonah, Do you well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry to death. And then Yahweh said, You have had pity upon the gourd, for which you have not labored, neither did you make it grow, which come up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not spare Nineveh, so that great city, in which are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? End of chapter.